Cape Talk.
The music feature.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is, I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance.
Well, in a catalogue of world-famous songs, that is quite possibly one of the most famous of them all. And it belongs, of course, to Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice and to their musical Evita. The show actually owes its origins. It's a fascinating story. Evita exists because Tim Rice was bad at timekeeping, essentially. He was late for a dinner party one night, all the way back in 1973. And as a result of running late, he found himself sitting in the car listening to a random radio documentary about the former First Lady of Argentina. And that is where his fascination with the story began. He was moved to go and research it further and pitched the idea to his writing partner, Andrew Lloyd Webber. They already had two massively successful musicals under their belt in Jesus Christ Superstar and Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And that is where it all began. So as they did with Jesus Christ Superstar, they first developed the story as a concept album and recorded it with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, released it in November 1976. And then the show made it to the West End stage 2 years later, and the rest is history. It's been one of the most successful musicals of all time. It enjoys regular revivals, including one which is open at the Artscape as we speak. And it was my huge pleasure to be there on Tuesday night to watch it for myself. And it's a huge pleasure to welcome the leading lady, Evita herself, otherwise known as Emma Kingston. Welcome.
Hello.
To Cape Talk.
Thank you for having me.
It's a wonderful, wonderful show. There's so much about it that everybody got so right, including the most amazing sense of time and place and the creation of from the film footage to the costumes. I really felt like I was there in 1950s Argentina. It was a magnificent show.
Oh, fab.
So I'm intrigued. I believe you yourself actually have family ties to Argentina.
Yes, my mum is Argentine. My mum left Argentina in 1974, mm-hmm. which was around the time when Perón was actually being elected in for his third term as president. And, you know, it was a very unstable time in the country. Mm-hmm. But my grandpa was also born there, and my great-grandparents emigrated there. So I have three generations of my family who spent the majority of their life in Buenos Aires.
And have you had the chance to go and visit?
Yeah, I've been to BA 4 times, and I had the opportunity to go this year when I found out I was going to be playing the role. I had a gap of time, and I thought, this is the perfect opportunity to go back. I hadn't been in 10 years.
Yep.
So I thought, this is the perfect time to go back. Stayed with my family and I went with a friend as well and had the chance to, you know, go to the Casa Rosada again,
oh, wow.
Go down to Recoleta where she's buried. And, you know, I went to her foundation house, which I'd never done before. So I got to see so many different things this time around with a different, you know, viewpoint. And
yeah.
That I went kind of as a research trip.
What an amazing story. I mean, what is it like to play a woman who had such a direct impact on your own family history? Do you feel any sort of sense of obligation to play her a certain way or spin the character a certain way?
It's an interesting question, actually, because I think in Argentina, she is so loved still. You know, there's graffiti of her everywhere. And, you
really?
Know, when I was in La Boca, one of the more downtrodden, I hate that word, but, you know, one of the less affluent areas of Buenos Aires, there's graffiti with Descamisados,
oh, wow.
still written all over. And, you know, you ask the majority of people about her and she's still considered a saint. And even when I asked my grandpa, you know, what do you think? Oh, yes, she was wonderful. My grandma doesn't quite have that same
yeah.
opinion. So she definitely divided opinion. However, yeah, being there, there is a responsibility to the Argentine people to represent her in a way that they still remember her to be, which is a loved character, yet the musical doesn't particularly portray her in her best light.
Yeah.
So you have to find that human character of going, the propaganda to the people is where I have to show how much the people love me, not necessarily the character herself. Was she an actual lovable person? So it's creating that three-dimensional character.
And of course, I mean, the way it's written is brilliant. I mean, I was reminded again sitting in the audience of the brilliance of Tim Rice's lyrics and
yeah.
how he balances that love
Hugely.
Of the people with that very cynical undertone, often through the character of Che, the narrator,
yeah.
gets to tell that part of the story. It's fascinating. I know you have been singing and acting since early childhood. Is this a part that you always aspired to play because of the connection to Argentina?
Hugely. I think it's always been my favorite Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, mm. and always that role where I've gone, oh yeah, I'd love to get my hands on that. So yeah, it was definitely on my list.
Now, a lot of people ask me already, how did it happen? How did you end up landing the role in this production? Here we sit in Cape Town. You're clearly not South African by birth. How did you end up here?
So I was at home in London and, you know, my agent sent me this casting through for Evita, this huge international tour, the original production directed by Hal Prince and Larry Fuller's original choreography. And I thought, well, of course I need to get seen for that. And I had to submit a tape because I was in London and Hal was in New York. Mm-hmm. And Andrew and Tim were also around doing various different other work. So I recorded myself on tape. And within 2 weeks, I think it was, my agent had rung saying, Andrew's been in contact, Tim's been in contact, Hal's been in contact. They've all seen your video and they all choose you.
That's amazing.
And I just thought, oh my, this is really going to happen. So yeah, it all happened very quickly.
To be handpicked for the role by the show's original creators. I mean, Hal Prince did direct the original Evita.
Yeah.
Larry Fuller we had in studio a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
What an amazing experience. The original choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in how you feel as a new cast. You obviously want to make the production your own, put your own stamp on it, make your production stand out in some way. How bound are you to the way they conceived the show and originally?
Well, I think the design is still the same in that, you know, the set is still the same and we still have to, you know, adhere to the amazing lighting design. So, you know, you have to be in certain positions. But in terms of interpretation, there was so much to be talked about with our directing team of, you know, let's find her intention. Let's find what I can bring to it, what Jonathan can bring to Che, what Robert can bring to Perron. And even as an ensemble, you know, what were these characters feeling at this time? And it was to approach it with new eyes rather than going, oh, how did Elaine Page do that line?
Yeah.
I focused, for me, more on a conversation about how do I interpret this line as Ava and therefore what can I bring to it as a real person versus how do I emulate another actress?
I'm so glad you said that because I came to it, never having seen Evita before as a production. I saw the movie, but my mom had a tape of The Best of Andrew Lloyd Webber that was on...
Wow.
Current continual rotation in the car for many years. And it included, the version I was familiar with of Don't Cry For Me Argentina was that one I just played a snippet of by Julie Covington.
Oh, yes.
And the phrasing had to be just so. And I was sitting there going, oh, for the first few minutes of the show, I was like, but that's not right. That's that. And then, you know, eventually just, I would never mind how they did it because this is just wonderful what I'm seeing in front
Thank
of
you.
Me. I'm glad you mentioned the lighting design. That was a standout. The lighting, the clever use of the stage with actually not a huge number of props, just
no.
very clever movement here and there. Everything about it stood out. I mean, the task that you're working with, your fellow actors, Jonathan Rucksmith as Che, was amazing.
He's fantastic.
How much time did you have to work together and workshop together before you got into the sort of rehearsals up in Joburg? Because, of course, you've done Monte Cassino before heading to
Cape
Town.
Yes, we did a two-month run at Monte Cassino. And before that, we were rehearsing for 4 weeks in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
And I arrived in Cape Town having never met anyone. So the first day of rehearsals was the first day I met my fellow actors. Jonathan was lovely enough and he reached out to me before I got here, so we'd had a conversation. But yeah, he was so welcoming, as with the whole company. And I think that the show is lifted by how we interact, even though we don't actually look at each other until one point in act two, but it's how we balance that on stage.
Yeah.
And I think one without the other, the two of us together is what makes the amazing partnership. And he was so great in rehearsals about, you know, really harnessing that relationship with me. So yeah, he's wonderful.
The whole cast was wonderful. And
yeah,
you've got
agreed.
Really talented, even in the so-called backup cast. I mean, Earl Gregory, who we've seen in lead roles here in South Africa, doing an amazing job as part of the ensemble, for example.
Absolutely.
The one thing I couldn't help noticing, as much as this is a political story of the 40s and 50s Argentina, there's so many political parallels to what's going on in South Africa right now. There is a first lady aspiring to be vice president, for one. That's a story we're very familiar with. There's also, of course, the sense of politicians promising the world to the working class while still living very much the fine life themselves. Were you aware of that and sort of mindful of that as you worked on this production?
I think it's something that I've very much learnt about the South African political situation, you know, getting here and our company being very vocal about talking about the parallels, and that I love soaking up as much as I can, especially because I've been here a while. And the parallels are huge, which is why it's so relevant to do a piece like this, especially in a place like South Africa now. I think for an audience, it's very relatable, and therefore people can absolutely see the parallels, which makes the evening enjoyable as a piece of art as well as a piece of informative theatre.
Mm. Now, I have to ask about the hair, because you've walked in with a mop of long, curly brown hair that becomes in the matter of seconds on stage, suddenly groomed into this tightly bound blonde, tied back, pinned up. How do you get that transformation right so fast? And what's it? I mean, it's got to be actually physically uncomfortable for you.
Yes, I have a lot of hair. before the show, I have an amazing person called Elzery who helps me get all of my hair into a wig cap. And what you see on stage, I go from a very short brown wig when, you know, Ava's a ditzy little 15-year-old into her blonde long wig, into the slick back blonde. And yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's tight under there, but all has to be done in the name of theatre.
You've got to suffer for your art, as
absolutely.
They say. Yeah. Do you have any particular sort of favourite moments in the show where you just, a particular song that you love performing, a particular moment of the character's development that really resonates with you?
There are two moments that I've always said, actually. I think from knowing the music beforehand, from a musical point of view, I've always really enjoyed them. And then now on stage, I really enjoy them. One is High Flying Adored.
Yes.
Because I think it's a moment of honesty where you see Ava, you know, reflect on herself, literally using her reflection. But also there's Che walking around her as her conscience. And she's kind of aware of what he's saying because it's kind of what she's thinking. But then she turns to the audience again and it's like, well, actually, no one else can feel it like I can. So you've got that juxtaposition of her vulnerability mixed with her power. And then again, I think that escalates then into the waltz when it's that first time that your two central characters actually make eye contact. And that is the transition as well of leading her from that powerful woman to you suddenly see her decline. And I think it's a really special pivotal point in the show.
Now, you mentioned this is not just Joburg and Cape Town. This is an international touring
yes.
production. You're in Cape Town till the 7th of January. Where do you go from there?
So then we all have a little bit of a break, which will be very nice. So I get to go home for a little bit.
Literally let your hair down.
Okay. And then we are heading off around Asia to Singapore, Hong Kong and Japan.
So exciting for all of you. It's a wonderful production. Pelletarine Productions have outdone themselves. Everything about it, from the costumes to the lighting, the staging, the ensemble cast was wonderful. Evita is on at the Artscape until the 7th of January. There are performances Tuesday to Friday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 3 p.m. at 8 p.m., and Sundays at 2 and 5:30. Tickets are selling really, really well already, I know, but you can still buy, obviously, for forthcoming productions at CompuTicket or at the Artscape box office. It's been lovely to meet you, Emma.
And
thank you.
You
so much for popping into studio today.
Thank you.
And we wish you well. It is a sensational show. So
thank
exciting
you.
To have it here in Cape Town. One last question. I've been told that it's never been staged in Argentina itself. Do you know if that's correct?
It's never been staged in Argentina. And I think it's probably a good thing. I know the film was banned.
The film was banned. Okay.
So I don't think it paints her in a light where the Argentines would buy tickets to see it.
Okay. Well, speaking of the film, that is an apt point at which to end the interview with best wishes to you, Emma Kingston,
thank you
the
very
leading
much.
Lady. Because, of course, I think many of you will have discovered Evita through the film starring Madonna. There were plans for a movie virtually from the moment the show hit the stage, and there was talk of Liza Minnelli or Barbara Streisand being in the lead role. Elaine Page was considered, and then nothing came of it. It was only in 1996 that finally Alan Parker directed, and, of course, it was Madonna in the title role. Antonio Banderas as Che and Jonathan Pryce playing the role of Perón. And the film was nominated for 5 Oscars. It only won one of them, and that Oscar was for the best original song. They especially wrote an additional number for the movie, and I was delighted to see it's been worked
yes.
into the show. It's such a beautiful song, and that is what we're going to play out the show with today. It was You Must Love Me.
Where do we go from here? This isn't where we intended to be. We had it all. You believed in me. I believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our dream to survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do? Deep in my heart, I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say. Scared to confess what I'm feeling.
right and you'll slip away. You must love me. You must love me.
Me.